Hi, Bronson. How are you doing, buddy?
Hello, Sue. Let's tell them who we are. This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee. We're sitting in Michael Holmes' studio. I have the honor today to be with a dear friend of mine from way, way back, Soup Granda. Soup.
Yes, sir.
It's good to see you. Thank you for coming, man.
And no problem, man. Anytime.
You've been traveling the world.
I've been actually spending a lot of time in Europe this past summer, summer of 08. I've been over in Europe a lot with Burrito Deluxe, which is a derivative of the Burrito Brothers.
Right.
I do this in addition to the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, which I've been at for 37 years, almost 38 years, you know, and alongside with my own projects. And none of them really are just full-time gigs. Because, you know, with this new modern industry, they don't really want to hear old guys.
Right.
So, but I have half a dozen really, really cool little part-time gigs, and I fit them all together, and I make a nice life.
So why the bass guitar, Soup? I've always wanted to ask you, of all the instruments you could have played, why the bass?
Why the bass guitar? Well, in the very beginning, when I was a little bitty, when I was early teens, mm-hmm. I noticed that every band had a bass. Okay, mm-hmm. they had one or two guitars, and they had pianos, and they had organs, and they had drums. And some bands didn't have two guitars, and some bands didn't have a keyboard. But every band had a bass and drums, mm-hmm. and I wasn't interested in the drums. So I said, well, wait a minute, I can play the bass. I can do that. So I picked it up, and...
Are you self-taught, or did you have teachers?
So I take lessons. So I go to the music store, and I say, I want to learn how to play bass. Guy says, well, we can't rent you a bass, but we can rent you an acoustic guitar. And these top four strings are just the same as a bass. So if you take this guitar home and take off the two little bitty strings, you've got the four strings of a bass. So I went, oh, that's what I want to do. Rented the guitar, took it home, and started to learn how to play the bass only on a guitar. So I started taking lessons. So I go on and I became such a musical sponge. I became such a musical, I just couldn't, I was insatiable. My appetite was insatiable for music. I would sit there, and the music teacher, of course, we would learn Michael Row the Boat Ashore, and what else? This land is your land, this land is my land.
Now you're talking, we're in Springfield, Missouri?
No, this is in St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm a St. Louis boy. I grew up in St. Louis, lived there for 20 years, moved to Springfield, Missouri, where the Daredevils formed. I lived there for 20 years, and now I've been in Nashville about 18.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, no, it's all right. So I'm sitting there, and so after we get done playing Michael Row the Boat Ashore, I turn to my teacher and say, listen, what about this? What about this song? It's called Get Off My Cloud. And so I showed him how I learned how to play Get Off My Cloud, completely self-taught at home with my record collection and my rented acoustic guitar with the four strings on it. And after about, I think it was a 8-week session, after 2 months, I went every Tuesday. After 8 weeks, the teacher told me, he says, you're learning more at home with your ear than you're learning here with my books and my teaching. He says, I'm going to suggest that you quit taking lessons because you're learning more on your own. And I went, well, okay. So give me my check back.
So when did you start creating music, writing music?
Well, I started writing music when, I don't know. It was after I went to Springfield. So this is about 1964, 63, 64. Mm-hmm. I started to play the guitar. And then along with playing the bass, then I'm like, wait a minute, well, what are these extra two strings? Then I bought a bass. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I've got a bass. And I've got this guitar with four strings on it. So I'm playing the bass. And I'm going boom, boom, boom on the bass. Then I pick up the guitar and I say, well, wait a minute, what are these extra two strings for? So I put them on there, and so I've got a guitar. Mm-hmm. So then I taught myself how to play the guitar. So mm-hmm. now I could play the guitar, and I could play the bass. So, you know, I was just, like I said, I was insatiable. I couldn't get enough. So, like I said, that's 64. Moved out to Springfield in Springfield, Missouri, 1969. Hooked up with the Daredevil guys in 1971.